it's like my pancreas, because like mine's dead and stuff, and you hold the insulin here.
That's Fabrizio Paz, showing me how his insulin pump works.
And you can just go like this, where you put the carbs in. Just do like 5 or 10 points or something, or however it presses. And then you would press act, and it'd start pumping in insulin.
Fabrizio is a sophomore in high school. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 5 years old.
It's kind of hard sometimes, because like I'll be high for like the whole day, and I'll get mad and stuff, and it's just kind of emotional sometimes, because like there's no cure, you know?
What do you tell your friends about it?
So I tell my friends like yes, I need to check my blood sugar, because they're like, yo, just eat really quick. And I'm like, I can't, I have to wait. It's not something I can do, just eat right away, because I'll get high, or I'll go like way low or something. Like, I have to wait.
Low blood sugar is nothing to mess with.
Kathy Pizzoli is a school nurse for Davis School District, the district Fabrizio attends.
If it's high, it's going to cause problems, but it's over a period of time, so you usually can catch it. So it's like a week of highs is going to cause your kidneys to start functioning wrong. You don't feel good, you get that blue, but you usually catch it. But a low goes low so fast, and it causes you to get that confusion and lethargy, and that's when you start having seizures.
Fabrizio has mostly had a positive experience at school while treating diabetes. Administrators, teachers, and nurses have been helpful and understanding. But one experience he had in ninth grade demonstrates how misunderstood diabetes can be, and how important it is for teachers to know the signs of low or high blood sugar levels. Fabrizio says he needed to go to the office to check his blood sugar levels, but his teacher didn't believe him.
What I remember was, like, I told him, hey, I'm low, can I go to the office? And I remember I saw my friend, and I was like just talking to him for a second, and then I was walking out, and he's like, hey, come back. And I'm like, I have to go to the office because I'm low. And he didn't believe me, so I was like, I have to go. And I walked out, and I went down to the office and checked my blood sugar and did everything.
Fabrizio's mom, Carolina, later received an email from the teacher. The email said, quote, I know he's abusing the need to go to the office and check his levels to get out of class. When Carolina received the email, she asked Fabrizio about it and contacted the school to make sure Fabrizio really had gone to the office.
So then I brought Fabrizio in, the principal brought him in, and we checked his meter, his blood sugar meter, and in fact he was in 60s, I think, that day. If you're in the 60, you're almost going to pass out. So the school procedures that I gave them in the beginning of the year have that if he's low, he has to have a buddy walk with him to the principal's office, because he can pass out at any time. But they were not following what I put on the plan, on the health plan. And this was signed by the nurses, by the doctor. This is not something I come up with. This is a school health program.
Pizzoli says the risks of untreated low blood sugar can include death, so it is vital for teachers and schools to understand the symptoms in diabetic students. Carolina starts each school year connecting with all of Fabrizio's teachers to let them know about his illness.
I send an email to all teachers with what's diabetes, what symptoms. When their blood sugar levels are high, they lose control of themselves. They can act funny. They can be aggressive. Their eyes kind of change. So I want them to know what the symptoms are, because if he's acting weird, the first thing they should do is tell him, hey, Fabrizio, check your blood sugar, before trying to discipline him or doing anything else. That's the first thing they need to do.
Both Carolina and Fabrizio want people to understand diabetes better and to be patient with the disease.
It's an illness that you don't see. You see my son and he looks healthy. He's a healthy young boy. So to be considerate to me is to understand he does have an illness that he can control, and I'm grateful for that. But it's a battle that he has to fight every day.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.